Venezuela, Maduro abducts legislature's number 2 using tow truck. By Francis Martel on May 9, 2019. Venezuela's secret police, SOPIN, abducted the first vice president of the National Assembly, Edgar Zambrano, late Wednesday, hauling him away in a tow truck. Zambrano's is the first arrest of a lawmaker in the aftermath of the April 30 attempted military uprising led by President Juan Guaido. Guaido became president in January after Maduro's last legal term expired. But Maduro has refused to give up power and still controls the military. The National Assembly, as the federal legislature, has the constitutional authority to choose an interim president to establish elections when the country's leader breaks the democratic order and attempts to install himself perpetually. Guaido was president of the National Assembly at the time of his inauguration and has yet to be replaced, making Zambrano his second in command. In a dramatic turn of events on Wednesday, Zambrano live tweeted his arrest, which occurred while he was still in his car. "We alert all the people of Venezuela that at this moment, 6:35 p.m., we are surrounded by SOPIN agents. We are in our vehicle at the headquarters of political party Democratic Action in La Florida, a Caracas street," he wrote. About half an hour later, Zambrano sent another message. "We were surprised by the SOPIN, as we refused to get out of our vehicle. They used a tow truck to transfer us forcibly to the helicoid. We Democrats will stay firm on our feet in this struggle." The helicoid is one of Venezuela's most notorious political prisons. Initially designed as a shopping mall, and serves as the SOPIN headquarters. The helicoid is where Maduro keeps most of his high-profile prisoners of conscience, including at one time American hostage Joshua Holt. Reports indicate that the incident took place in a public area where many residents came out to support Zambrano, shouting "murderers" at the SOPIN officers as they hauled Zambrano's car away. Guaido himself confirmed the arrest on Twitter shortly after, publishing a photo of the incident. In response to that victory, Maduro attempted to dissolve the National Assembly and establish his own legislature outside of the confines of the Venezuelan constitution. Maduro named it the National Constituent Assembly, ordered it to write a new constitution, and filled it with loyalists, including his wife and son. Members of the National Assembly constitutionally receive immunity from prosecution. On Wednesday, Maduro's loyalist Supreme Court, TSJ, announced a mass effort to strip opposition politicians of that immunity and arrest them. In its first announcement, it listed 7 opposition politicians: Henry Ramos Alep, Luis Herman Florido, Marianela Magallanes Lopez, José Simón Calzadilla Peraza, Andrés Enrique Delgado Velázquez, Amerigo de Gracia, and Richard José Blanco Delgado. Maduro top prosecutor Tarek William Saab announced shortly after the lawmakers lost their immunity that he would pursue criminal action against them for, among other crimes, treason and hatred. In a second announcement, the Supreme Court stripped the immunity of Freddy Superlano, Sergio Vergara y Juan Andrés Mejía, and similarly sought charges against them for treason and civil rebellion. The news reports on Zambrano's arrest state that he, too, lost his immunity on Wednesday, but the Supreme Court did not publicize his name. Maduro has yet to address Zambrano's arrest, but one of his top officials, the drug trafficker and television host Diosdado Cabello, used his program Con el Mazo Dando, Hitting with the Mallet, to warn that more abductions were on the way. Cabello specifically said 3 other lawmakers were soon to be arrested for active participation in a coup, without offering names. Cabello also mocked of Zambrano's arrest, saying of his car, "It has to be completely cleaned, disinfected, and have the bad smells removed." Despite the glib attitude, Cabello said his arrest was not a circus and that there will be justice against those who support Guaido. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.